Starting on July 2nd and continuing every Wednesday through July 23rd, the Coos History Museum is presenting Legends of the Sea. It describes the presentation as an immersive four-week lecture series that dives into the eerie, true, and legendary tales along Oregon's treacherous coasts that have haunted seafarers for centuries, from ghost ships adrift with no crew to lost expeditions, mutinies, wrecks, and more. Joining the exchange to tell us more is Sire Pro, an educator at the Coos History Museum. Welcome, Sire.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm sure you have a number of stories to share with us, but let's begin with yours. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Las Vegas, Nevada, so very far away from water and all things maritime, but maritime history always fascinated me, so I moved to University of Oregon to study history with a focus on maritime history for college, and then moved out here to Coos Bay and started working at the Coos History Museum.
Well, take us back to when you first developed an interest in history. How'd that happen?
I grew up really wanting to be an actor, and the acting, you know, studio that my mom took me to when I was a toddler was right across the street from the Las Vegas Natural History Museum. And so every day after my acting classes, she would take me over to the History Museum. And then I kind of had a big career switch where I realized I think I actually want to be a historian or an archaeologist or a paleontologist or, you know, something along those lines. And so when I turned 15 in high school, I started volunteering there on the weekends and just absolutely fell in love with it. And I've been working in museums ever since then.
So it's that exposure to history that
absolutely
sparked your interest. Okay. And then what was your journey to becoming a museum educator?
I worked primarily in, like, the animal husbandry department in Las Vegas, so handling all of the marine animals we had there and just kind of telling people a lot about them. And I realized that I really liked giving tours and teaching people, but I didn't really feel a calling to be a teacher or a professor or anything like that at that time. And then in college, when I worked at the Museum of Natural and Cultural History in Eugene, I realized that that was something that I was really interested in. I really loved teaching people, and I really loved developing programs that, you know, made people feel engaged with history and would maybe inspire kids the way that I felt inspired when I went to museums. And so when I moved here to Coos Bay, it just kind of felt like the right step for me. And now I get to do programs like this where I get to teach people about things that I'm very passionate about, and it's wonderful.
Well, tell me about the Coos History Museum.
Coos History Museum is located on Highway 101, so anytime you're driving up and down the coast, you will see our big, beautiful building on the bay. We are operated by the second oldest historical society in Oregon, so our history dates back into the 1800s, and over the course of that time, we have amassed over 60,000 artifacts and 250,000 photos and archival materials in our collection. So we're a small museum in a small town, but we have a really big history, and we have a really big collection to show to people. And so our goal right now is to really just bring more people in and educate them about our history, get them involved, and get people excited to come visit Coos Bay and come check out our wonderful museum.
And so now you have this Legends of the Sea lecture series. Tell me about it.
Yes, this is something I've been very excited to do for a very long time. So I studied maritime history, like I said, in college, and that kind of inspired me to move here. And one of the things that got me really into history was learning about lost expeditions and, you know, mutinies and wrecks and all that stuff, just kind of the mysteries that come along with maritime history. And so when we were thinking of what programs we wanted to do this year, I was like, I really think I could talk for hours on end about this topic, so why don't we just give it a go and see if we can do an in-house lecture series taught by a staff member about something that kind of ties our history with, you know, shipbuilding and maritime history and wrecks and lighthouses and all that stuff into the greater world of maritime mystery that I think fascinates so many people. So we're hosting Legends of the Sea this year, and I'm going to try and cover as many of those topics as I can in this little four-week lecture series.
So what can audiences expect when they come to one of the lectures?
Yeah, so The first one is tomorrow, and we're starting it off with ghost ships, and it's going to be a very fun, interactive experience where I'm going to present all of the information that we have on a lot of famous ghost ships, Flying Dutchman, Mary Celeste, you name it, and we're going to try and solve those mysteries together, go through all of the different hypotheses that have been put forward to explain what happened to those ships, to explain that, and then maybe debunk a couple. And then the next week we're going to move into things like cryptids and sea monsters like the Kraken and see where those lie, you know, in truth, or if they're just, you know, made up things to make people afraid of the sea. Then we'll move into things like mutinies and maritime law and all the different cases that have shaped the way that sea travel has adapted to time and demands and all that sort of stuff. And finally, we'll wrap it up with my favorite, which is the Lost Expedition. So we'll get to talk about things like Shackleton's Endurance, the Franklin Expedition, all sorts of really fun things that I think are going to draw people into maritime history and get us thinking and get us solving these mysteries together.
My guest is Sarah Pro, an educator at the Coos History Museum. The museum is hosting a series of lectures on Legends of the Sea from July 2nd through July 23rd. So, Sarah, what's the strangest or weirdest story in the series?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the weirdest, just because it's still so mysterious, is the Franklin Expedition. And if you haven't heard of it, it was two ships who went into the Canadian Arctic in the 1840s and completely vanished off the face of the earth. And they had over 130 men on board. They were supposed to find the Northwest Passage. It was going to be this huge, inspiring journey that was going to completely change trade forever. But they vanished without a trace. And it wasn't until actually about 10 years ago that we found the ships and started to really get some answers about what happened to that crew. So we're going to dive into that one a lot during this lecture series.
Wait, they found the ships 10 years ago?
I believe they found the ships are Erebus and Terror. I can't remember which one they found first, but they found them, I believe, in 2014 and 2016 up in the Canadian Arctic. And so now every time the ice thaws up there, nautical archaeologists are able to go down and take a look at those wrecks and see maybe, you know, what happened to them or when they were abandoned and things like that.
Any of the crew preserved?
Yes, yeah, they have been able to find some actual bodies up on the islands in the Canadian Arctic, up on King William Island and down towards like Great Slave Lake and all through there. And they've been able to do some genetic testing on them to identify who they are, as well as some other testing on the bones to determine maybe if there was some cannibalism or if they had lead poisoning or all these different factors that play into what happened to that missing crew.
Well, who does this work of investigating and finding these wrecks?
Yeah, a lot of it has been done by Parks Canada, which is an organization up in Canada that has a lot of archaeologists, nautical archaeologists, people like that who actually get to go down to the wrecks and do those investigations or get to do all that testing on the bones, which would be an absolute dream to work for someday. I'm a member of the Nautical Archaeology Society myself, and it's definitely a career goal for me. And I think people who are able to do that work are very inspirational, and it's a tough job, but they're doing some really incredible work up there.
Well, that would be amazing to, one, be a diver and discover something like that, but then you're discovering dead people too. So that's not so amazing. I mean, that's kind of terrifying, actually.
I imagine it's scary, but I think I also think of it, you know, in the sense that I think their families and the people who knew those sailors when they were alive, maybe the sailors themselves would be happy to be finally identified someday.
Well, that's a good point, and that's juxtaposed with the ghost ships where there's nobody on them.
Exactly, and then that's the whole, you know, the other side of the coin where it's almost weirder to find a ship with no crew than it is to find a crew with no ship.
How many of those have happened off the Oregon coast?
Off the Oregon coast, we've actually had a couple reported sightings of the Flying Dutchman, which is hilarious because that never seems to reach, you know, this far north.
What is the Flying Dutchman?
The Flying Dutchman is a very famous ghost ship that is said to kind of harbor bad luck for sailors who see it. And it, you know, takes the shape of a Dutch East Indies Company, you know, giant sailing ship. And it's actually been sighted by a lot of famous people throughout history. I believe King George IV or V claimed to see it while he was out at sea as a young boy. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's a lot of people are like, well, it's a mirage and it's not real and it's not based in fact. And all of those things could be true. But then you have all these sightings from people that we consider very credible throughout history.
So why is it considered bad luck?
It's one of those maritime superstitions, which we're going to get to cover in this lecture series, you know, things that are like, well, if you see the Flying Dutchman, you know, a lot of weird things are going to start happening to you. Like on King George's boat, a guy fell from essentially the crow's nest into the water and completely vanished right after they saw it. So I would consider that bad luck. But there's other things that are like, you can't bring bananas on board, or, you know, you can't have this tattoo, or you can't play this type of music, or, you know, just things like that that have really gone down in maritime history as superstitions that people still abide by to this day.
What's the most surprising thing that you've uncovered in your research?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think, honestly, the most surprising thing has just been how much there is and how much we don't know and how much I don't know as someone who, you know, for the past decade has been really invested in this topic and really interested in kind of broadening my knowledge on it. I'm still discovering cases that I've never heard about. In the class for tomorrow, there are three ghost ships that I had not heard about before I started researching this class. And I think I had really convinced myself that I knew pretty much, you know, every maritime mystery that had a name out there in the world, but I definitely do not. And it's been very fun to get to discover those and learn a lot more about them and see really just how many mysteries there are.
Well, some of those maritime stories include Native Americans on the mm-hmm. coast as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. This is a really interesting topic because we are actually hosting another lecture. We have another lecture series that is the first Tuesday of every month. That's our first Tuesday Talks. And in August, on August 5th, our first Tuesday Talk speaker is a professor of history at the University of British Columbia who just wrote a book on that, actually, called Wrecked. And it's kind of a combination of indigenous and settler stories about shipwrecks in the Pacific Northwest region alone. So we're going to be diving into that as well next month.
Okay. So how can our listeners find out more information on the series?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can visit coushistory.org. You can call us at 541-756-6320, or you can stop by the Coos History Museum at 1210 North Front Street in Coos Bay, Oregon. All of that will have the information. We'll have the flyer. You are welcome to pre-register in advance for the class. It is $50 if you're a museum member or $60 for non-members. That price includes all four immersive classes. You are also welcome to come in for just one class and pay at the door for a discounted price. And it's July 2nd through 23rd, all on Wednesday nights from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m.
Okay, all on Wednesday nights. That's all the time we have. Thank you, Sire.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.